Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. We're on Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We're also on Dash Radio on their Nothing But Net channel. That's every single weeknight at 7 p.m. Also, check out Five Reasons YouTube an hour before every game, before floor. As soon as the game ends, post up 5R. And, of course, we have Dolphins, Canes, and other streams there. It is free to subscribe. So make sure you go to the YouTube channel and subscribe to Five Reasons. Also, go to fivereasonsports.com. Spell that one out. You'll get free content, no paywall, Brady Hawk's latest takeaways, and so much more. And check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. Should have played it tonight. Tyler Hero was on the board for 17.5 points. That was a freaking gimme. So go to prizepicks.com. Use the code 5, F-I-V-E. Play NBA, NHL, NFL, so much more. Players from different teams, different sports. Go 2, 3, 4, 5 players. Play flex, play power play. It's all up to you. The key thing is deposit with the code 5, F-I-V-E. You'll get your deposit matched. Again, it's F-I-V-E at prizepicks.com. And now, tonight's episode. Down to Biscayne.
Yikes. 5 on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard. Couple scars. Wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing. Got an all band. Y'all seen the block. Stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We're here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, Ethan Skolnick back on Five on the Floor. Here's tonight's floor plan. I got Greg Sylvander. I've got Alex Toledo. You can follow Alex at Tropical Blanket. Greg Sylvander at Greg Sylvander. The Miami Heat win 119 to 112 against the Washington Wizards. They go to 22-13 on the season. 32 points from Tyler Hero. Terrific overall performance from Jimmy Butler, although he did sprain his ankle late, in part because the Heat got lazy defensively in the fourth quarter and they couldn't take Jimmy out. It's a little bit concerning with a road trip coming up. I would not be stunned if Jimmy Butler misses the front end of that trip. His ankles tend to get worse, as we know, overnight. And also, Duncan Robinson had 7 threes tonight. So he played a big role in this victory. The Miami Heat did not have, again, obviously, Oladipo and Bam and Kyle Lowry's in the protocols. And they also didn't have Max Strus, who was ruled out about 20 minutes before the game tonight. So he's in the protocols now. So we'll find out when he comes back. And, of course, no Dwayne Dedman as well. But Washington was, you know, maybe even more depleted. They were calling up 10-day guys and didn't have Bradley Beal. We're not going to focus a ton on tonight's game, okay? I mean, to me, the Heat executed pretty much flawlessly, didn't have a turnover for like the first 16 minutes. And then in the fourth quarter, they gave it up a little bit, as tends to happen, but they close out the victory. We're going to talk exclusively about Tyler Hero. And, you know, I think what we're going to get into tonight, I'm going to pose a question to both of these guys, to Greg and to Alex. Okay. Cause Tyler had 32 tonight and he was pretty much unguardable. Like, he got to where he wanted to go. He's not playing against elite players, but you can see he's just a level above. You know, I don't know, last year we would have said he was a level above. There are three things out there for Tyler Hero from an individual perspective, in my view, this year. One is the one that I think he's guaranteed to win as long as he doesn't have to start too much, which is sixth man of the year, which I did call before the season, and I'm going to enjoy cashing that bet. The second one is most improved player, which is something we haven't talked about a lot in relation to him, but I definitely think his candidacy should be considered, and there are some other players out there. And the third one is All-Star. And I don't know that we would be talking about Tyler Hero as a potential All-Star if the Heat hadn't sustained all these injuries. Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, and Kyle Lowry now have missed significant time. Tyler Hero has missed time, but not as much time as Jimmy and Bam. And by the time that Kyle's, you know, gets back, you know, it may be similar in terms of the two of them. So we're gonna approach this two different ways. Okay. Greg, not which do you think he's most likely to get, because we'll get to that in a second. Which would be most significant for him to get this season?
Most significant? This is going to be funny to say, but to me, it honestly is becoming an All-Star. There's something about the validation of going to All-Star weekend, and it happened with Bam that I thought was really important and that he really benefited from that. Particularly if Tyler got the opportunity to go to All-Star weekend with Jimmy. I don't know. There's something about those awards that sixth man of the year. I think he, obviously you love to get that most improved player. You love to get that. But once you start getting in that all-star talk where like you can start to be a perennial all-star year over year, that's something that you can carry around with you and it sticks. So I don't know, to me, that's the one that sticks more. And I know that the voting system is weird and the way that the positions are weird. So maybe I'm placing too much emphasis on it. And I'm just, you know, a 90s basketball head that when the all-star game used to really matter, I guess is what we'll say. So that's where I'm going. I think that being able to say all-star Tyler Hero is more impactful for his career than any of those other titles coming before his name.
Would you agree with that, Alex?
Yeah, for sure. Especially because, like, you know how much precedence matters when it comes to future all-star voting. So him getting in there early on this season in his third season in the league would be a pretty good, like, standard for him to set for his career going forward. I couldn't agree more with everything Leif said. Like, and it's crazy that he's actually in contention for all three of these things we're talking about. Like, we knew he was going to be in contention for Sixth Man of the Year. It was obvious to anybody coming into the season that he was going to be put in that position. But the fact that he's really up there for most improved, because anybody can see it, that he looks like a much better version of the same player he's been, just kind of better at every single aspect of the game. And then you talk about All-Star, and he really does have a real case for it. Like you said, Jimmy Bam and Kyle have all missed time here and there. And if any of those three guys would have a real shot at All-Star right now, just on like games played, it would be Kyle. But Kyle's like statistical profile doesn't really lend towards that. So I feel like Hero really has a shot because of the big games he's had, the big scoring outputs, the fact that he's averaging 20 plus this season and has kind of put himself out there. I just think it's crazy that we're here so quickly. We've been here for a while, actually, but all three of these are kind of realistic.
So I'm with you guys in terms of what would be most significant, because when you carry that, like, look, Sixth Man of the Year, Lou Williams has won a bunch of them, was never an all-star. I don't think that people think of Lou Williams as an elite player. They think of someone who was really, really good in his role. Most improved player, I don't think most people even remember who most improved players were, actually. It's never been entirely clear what that award is. It used to be the comeback player of the year, but that was basically whoever had a drug addiction. I mean, that was, I mean, for wow. years.
Now
I
it's,
mean,
now it's no, breakout it's star. You know, you're right. Right. Like, it's flipped to your point. Like, now it's like everyone's talking Ja Morant is probably the leader. And mm-hmm. when you see that guys like Giannis won, Pascal Siakam, Victor Oladipo, Brandon Ingram, like, it was all guys that took that leap.
Right. And before it was comeback player. And no, Alex, I'm serious. That's what it was. It was in the 80s. It was guys who had troubles off the court and they got their lives right for a season and played at a high level and they would be in contention for, I think Michael Ray Richardson won it once. Okay. It was that type of player. And then it did evolve and it became this thing. At first it was guy who gets more minutes, right? Like, so it's like, before the analytics came into it, before people started to study, you know, up per 100 possessions or, you know, even per 36 minutes, it was just like whose raw numbers increase. Like somebody went from like 8 points a game to 15 points a game, and all of a sudden he's in contention for most improved player when maybe he was the same player, but he just had more opportunity, or maybe he was playing on a team that wasn't that good, so he got more chances, right? But then as the analytics came into it and the fans and the media started getting a little bit smarter, then it's become what I think Greg is talking about, which is the player who goes from good to great. Okay, that happened. I think it happened with Giannis. You mentioned Morant is one of the. So it's never. Look, I was a voter on this for years. I never knew what the hell it was, honestly. Like, you're just sort of guessing. So I don't really know that there's tremendous significance behind that award, honestly. Sixth Man of the Year has significance in the sense of playing your role to sort of perfection and helping a team win. That's what it should mean. But you know what? A lot of it was taken out of it for me when, you know, it went to, I mean, the last couple of years, it went to a Clipper and a Jazz player when you could have argued that, you know, the best seventh man in the league yeah. actually won the award, right? Like, wasn't it Harrell a couple of years ago? And like the top two guys were like Harrell and Lou Williams with the Clippers, yep. and then it was Inglis and Clarkson last year. And Clarkson's another example of a guy who just, he's not particularly efficient, but he just gets up a lot of shots in that role. So I do agree with you. It's all-star. All right. So what we're going to do when we come back is we're going to break down these three things. Okay. We're going to break down his chances for these awards. Again, we did not feel that this was the type of game to devote a ton of attention to, except for the fact that Tyler came back from a 2-point performance with a 32-point performance. All right, if you want to perform better, okay, when you're in the gym and other places, you got to check out Intense Nutrition. Okay, this is where you go. If you don't want to go to the three-letter chain, you want somebody who's actually going to work directly with you, not just be kind of be sold whatever it is in a bottle that corporate wants them to sell to you. No, go to Intense Nutrition in Coral Springs. The phone number is 954-775-0257. That's 954-775-0257. Again, they're 2540 North University Drive in Coral Springs. Superior to quality, superior service. They can help you with the intense cleanse and detox. They help you lose 10 to 15 pounds in 10 days. Then get specific stacks for you, whether you're aging, need a little bit of help, or you're a budding athlete, or you're just trying to fight cold and flu season. I can tell you flu season is active right now. I know a lot of people who are sick and they don't have COVID. All right. So make sure you get yourself some pills, protect yourself as much as you can. And also they got the pre and post workout regimen stuff for you. Now, 20% off everything in the store, everything at Intense Nutrition, if you mention five reasons, with the exception of protein, but that's a ton of stuff that that's covering. Okay. So go to Intense Nutrition on Instagram or on Facebook, or give them a call at 954-775-0257. That again is Intense Nutrition in Coral Springs. All right. So let's get to these one by one here. All right. Let's start with Sixth Man of the Year. So, you know, we kind of called this before the year, I bet on it. Yeah. We felt pretty good about it. I think the odds at one point were like 40 to 1. They went down to 25 to 1, became 20 to 1. They were 16 to 1. Now they're probably like 5 to 1, I would guess, if not. Greg, who is he in competition with?
That's a good question. I was just trying to kind of compile the list of guys. And bear with me. I'm trying to get to some odds here. Because like, I guess I'll just use this. I was able to dig this up quickly. Tyler Hero is averaging the most points per game off of the bench. I think he's right around 20 at this moment. Second is Kelly Oubre Jr. at 16, and he's doing that. Where is he? Is he in Charlotte?
Charlotte, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That's okay. Why they gave up Caleb Martin, actually. One of the reasons.
Buddy Hield at 15.3 points per game out in Sacramento, and no Sacramento King is winning any award, although Buddy Hield is a good player. Jordan Clarkson's at 14.4 points per game. So he's fourth there. So those, I don't know that that's representative of the guys, because this award typically goes to player who is significant contributor on also a winning team. And like, that's the element of this award. And I wish I could find the odds. Maybe one of you guys can dig it up quicker than I, just to get who else is in the field right now. But I feel like one of those Utah Jazz bench players, Jordan Clarkson, would be one.
Montrezl Harrell has been mentioned in the mix.
That's true. With Washington, although they've been up and down now.
Yeah, we didn't see him tonight. You're right about it in the sense it's typically been on a winning team. It also has typically been a scorer. Andre Iguodala won once and even called his book the Sixth Man, but it doesn't generally go to that type of player.
I have odds for you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, same.
Tyler Hero. And I won't give out all the odds. We don't need to go through that. Montrezl Harrell, Dennis Schroeder in Boston, Jordan Clarkson, Alex Caruso. There's an interesting option.
He's been good.
Jalen Brunson in Dallas, Bobby Portis, Milwaukee, Ricky Rubio, Cleveland, Jordan Poole, Golden State. And I'm going to stop there.
All right.
I actually have some other names here.
Go ahead.
Tyrese Halliburton, Dennis Schroeder, Jordan Poole. Did you say Jordan Poole?
Yeah, you said Schroeder and Poole. Yeah. Halliburton's not winning because nobody's winning.
No king can win.
No, no, it's true. They can't. I will say of those names, Schroeder has always been meant. He was a top three candidate a couple of years ago. He actually was ahead of Dragic. I don't think Schroeder can win in Boston. They're not winning enough.
Oh. When I see that list, Hero can win.
Winning, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, I think his biggest competition is Eric Spoelstra, right? Like, it's just if Eric puts him in the starting lineup. And the rule is, as long as you start half the game, come off the bench for half the game. He's just got to come off the bench for 40.
He's going to win it. I think
we should
almost start talking about it as like this done thing. And even though that's kind of bad karma, and I would never, like, it's just true. Like, I'm looking at these odds right now. And like, for example, I'm looking at one site, Betting Pros, who kind of puts everything, aggregate all these different sites together, all the different odds. And it's like negative 250 for Tyler. And then the next closest is like a bunch of plus 1000s. So
yeah.
It's pretty representative of where it's at right now.
I will say the one name on there that could get some buzz if they sort of rise up to top two in the East is Caruso, because there is obviously this buzz around him. He had the profile from the Lakers. He's won a championship. He's a multidimensional player. Look, Alex Caruso is a good player. Okay. I mean, the Bleacher Report thing with him.
But that's not the type of guy that wins six men of the year.
You're correct. It is usually more Tyler. Yes.
Two more names. Quickly, Tyrese Maxey, I think, deserves to be called out, and Patty Mills in Brooklyn, just because of the fact that if they were to get the number one overall seed.
Well, here's the thing about Patty Mills. Look, he was tremendous the other night. I love Patty Mills as a player, but, we don't. If Kyrie comes back, Patty Mills' role is going to decrease a little bit. I mean, Patty Mills is kind of playing starter minutes. Maxey's situation has been obviously helped by Simmons not being in. I think Tyrese Maxey is consideration for most improved player. Actually, he fits the profile of what I was talking about at the beginning, of the guy who gets more minutes in his second season and shows some growth, but his overall numbers rise. Like, I feel like he's somebody we're going to talk about if we get to most improved. I don't think he's a six man of the year candidate, seriously. No, Tyler's going to, I mean, barring injury and barring Spoelstra putting him in the starting lineup full time, I think he's winning six man of the year, and I'm cashing in on my 25-1 bet. All right, we're going to come back, talk about most improved now. So guys, try to compile that list. Let's try to see if we can find some of the odds. We'll do All-Star last. Before we do, I want to tell you about another sponsor, the Five Reasons Sports Network. We tell you about this one all the time. It's therapistpreferred.com. Go to therapistpreferred.com. Use the code 5RSN. 5RSN, you get 25% off the premium CBD that you're looking for. Again, this helps you with sleep, with recovery. They can get you the tincture. They can get you the strawberry lemonade gummies, the green apple gummies, and everything else, even the sports cream. Again, therapistpreferred.com. Use the code 5RSN. And also, for all your grooming products, go to manscaped.com. And more you guys are using the code than you might say publicly. Go to manscaped.com, use the code 5RSN, 20% off everything there. And again, it's not just the razors, but also the deodorant and everything else, the cologne that you can find at manscaped.com. Again, 20% off. 5RSN is the code for both of those, therapists preferred as well. And of course, I'm contractually obligated to say your balls and your body will thank you. All right, let's get to most improved player. It's a weird thing here because I feel like Tyler has helped in this. I don't think he wins it, but I think that he's helped in this case by the fact that people don't think he had a good season last year. Like, what we've kind of been fighting against, which is this idea that he was a disaster last year, because he wasn't. Okay. I mean, his numbers were actually up in most categories, with the exception of 3-point shooting from his rookie season. But there was a national perception that he was a bubble boy who didn't play particularly well in his sophomore season and seriously slumped. And again, with the exception of the 3-point shooting, it wasn't really accurate. But I feel like that's his only chance here, is like the national media, not having watched Tyler Hero in his second season, is like, oh, he got really good. Now, there's no question he got better. Okay, we all agree about that. But I don't know that he otherwise would fit the profile of most improved player. Now, you mentioned Greg Ja Morant. I don't know if he's going to play enough games. I mean, I feel like he's going to get hurt again. He always does, because the way he plays. He has taken kind of that next leap. We saw Jeremy Grant did this last year. I feel like it's usually that type of guy, maybe not the guy who goes from star to superstar as much like Morant, but kind of the guy who goes from like okay player to very good player. Who would you have on the list?
The name that I said Ja Morant initially, because Memphis has been on the brain because of where they've catapulted up in the Western Conference. But you know, the funny part about that is they did it mostly with Ja Morant out. But the guy that I should have thought of is in Charlotte, that's playing out of his mind, and that's Miles Bridges. I mean, he's been unbelievable. And now, like, everybody should remember this and bookmark this. It is 12:28:21, 10:16 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. He's playing for a contract. Yeah. That's a big part of that. And so he has really had a great season, and from a most improved player perspective, I think should be in that mix. It's him or Ja Morant. Some of the other names, and I found the website that Alex tracked down with the consensus ratings or rankings, betting pros. DeJounte Murray's on the list. Harrison Barnes has had a great year, but no king can win. Darius Garland, LaMelo Ball, Desmond Bane, you know, then Jordan Poole, Anthony Edwards. So, I mean, then at that point, and then you're getting into Tyler Hero, Cole Anthony, they're in the same realm there. So ultimately, I think that because this is this hero's path to winning this award would have been then them being the undisputed one seed in the conference and him being the leading scorer on that team. That's how he wins this award in particular. These other guys are just statistically putting up monster numbers. And, you know, in certain cases, like with Memphis, when they end up in a hot, much higher seed than everybody anticipates, that's going to give Ja a bump.
I think gives Ja a bump, but I actually think what hurts Ja is I actually like Desmond Bane as a candidate for this more than I like Ja Morant.
Ja's already so good.
Right. That's the thing. Like, and I think we all like Desmond Bane in the draft. Like we talked about him the week before as a potential Heat player, and he's become even better, I think, than was expected. But I think that, I mean, as you said, Greg, they played better with Desmond Bane leading things than Ja Morant. I think that he takes votes from Miles Bridges to me would be the guy right now. I don't think Harrison Barnes played on championship team, right? I wouldn't expect it to be him. I mean, looking around, I mean,
Dante Murray's the other one for me. That's kind
of he's
putting up 19, 9, and 8.
No one cares about the Spurs though.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing. He's really good, but like they're probably going to win 35 games. I mean, I
don't like Ja. I don't like Ja winning it. Just the not specifically Ja. Like I'm a huge fan of his game, but just like, you know, this guy who was already super hyped coming into the league has been nothing but fantastic while in the league. And I don't think his numbers, like his stats uptick is anything that crazy. So I don't know. Like he doesn't fit the bill.
I don't think any top five. Honestly, I don't think any top five pick should ever be most improved player. I really don't. Right? I mean,
unless they really take a tumble, like a Greg Oden recovery story type of situation.
Right. Well, is there a let's see, is there an actual recovery story here? Because like I said, that's what the award used to be. It used to be about a player who recovered from something, whether it was
Kemba Walker's on the list.
Oh boy. Well, that's during the season. Yeah. I mean, look, Julius Randle got votes for the, who won last year? I can't even remember. See, that's what I'm talking about. Nobody cares about
this. Why is Duncan Robinson on this list?
Yeah, exactly. I didn't want to go there, but he is on the list.
You know what? Gabe Vincent should be on this list, actually, maybe more than Tyler.
He actually deserves some talk, for real, because he's putting up 15 points a game.
Masterclass defensively.
Yeah, no question. All right, you know what? We don't care about this award. Hero's not going to win it, and the award is...
Shout out to Duncan, by the way. His most impressive shooting game of the season. We didn't even mention it.
I did. I mentioned it. Did I mention it? Or was that
sorry, the open? I'm Stugatz right now.
Is that the open that we redid? All right. We got one more to get to, which is All-Star. So start looking it up, guys. Okay. Start checking it out. One more sponsor that we want to tell you about too. And that, of course, is Biscayne Bay Brewing. This is the official beer of the Five Reasons Sports Network, as well as the Miami Marlins. You can find them at the kiosks at FTX Arena. They got the Pastime Pilsner, the Tropical Bay IPA, which is my favorite, the Marlins Lager, the Miami Pale Ale, and many more. They're also got a tap house going up in Miami. Actually, it's up already. We're going to start doing some watch parties there when we feel that is a little bit safer. Down at, again, the Biscayne Bay Brew Tap House, the only independent brewery in South Florida. So check them out at BiscayneBayBrewing.com. They got them in all the local supermarkets and many of local restaurants, including one of our other sponsors, which is Quarterdeck, where I will be tomorrow and probably enjoying a Tropical Bay IPA. All right, let's get to it. All-Star. Now, I don't know that we'd be having this conversation if Jimmy and Bam were healthy. Okay.
Because they're the automatic tickets.
Right. Now, we also wouldn't be having this conversation if the Heat hadn't righted themselves during the stretch and gotten to 22 and 13, because, you know, I think the assumption here is that if Jimmy Butler is healthy, like if he, and I say that on a night that he twisted his ankle again, but if he doesn't miss any more significant time, I would think if the Heat are a top four seed, that Jimmy Butler is going to get a spot on the team. Even as I say that, though, remember, this is coaches, fans, and players. And Jimmy did not do well with the fans or the players last time. I think he was like sixth or seventh among players in the Eastern Conference. They don't vote for him. And so that does hurt to a certain degree. And the front court, okay, I mean, I think Durant, Giannis, Embiid are locked in the front court. So anybody we're talking about for the Heat is going to be coming off the bench. Well, I don't know. What's DeRozan listed as? I don't. Right? He's listed as a front court player, I would guess.
No, he's a back court player.
And LaVine too, both of them.
Yeah. So that let's get no there, sense. But let's first just outline the front court before we do this back court thing. Okay. Front court, you're essentially looking at the three guys that you're talking about, right? Mm-hmm. And then it's Jimmy will get a spot. If he plays enough games, he gets a front court spot off the bench. 100%. Everyone will acknowledge that. The fans don't love him, but I think the rest of the league loves him enough where he will get that.
No, spot. I actually think he does better with the fans than he'll do with the other two. He'll do better with the fans and the coaches than the players. The players.
This is true. Yeah. That's where he'll do the worst. You're right. And then it'll be interesting to see who else gets the nods. If they give Cleveland their player, because Cleveland's getting an all-star, because when you are 8-9 games above 500,
it's going to be Jared Allen.
Well, really? Then there's the other front court player. If that's,
we're Garland.
Make that declaration. Hold on. We'll get there. Cause this is where it gets super interesting. When you talk about the Bulls, you beat me to it. DeRozan and LaVine, those feel like locks. James Harden is something that we'll have to think about. LaMelo Ball.
Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown's getting in. They're going to get one.
Yeah, exactly. So you got both of those guys, Jalen Brown, Jason
Tatum. They won't both make it. Because
Bradley Beal, Darius Garland, and then you got Van Vliet, Trae Young, Hero, Lowry. Oh, and LaMelo Ball, if we're going to go that far down, but I don't think he would do it off star power, but the Hornets are just not good at it.
I mean, he may be top three in votes among guards, honestly. Like, I mean, you got to consider that, as might Trey, and Harden obviously is going to be up there, as you mentioned. So, if we're talking about like who Tyler is going against, well, one respect, he's going against Kyle. Now, I thought that Kyle had at least as good a shot on him based on pedigree. Coaches vote for Kyle. Players would vote for Kyle. Maybe not the fans as much as they used to when he beat out. Remember, he beat out Dwayne that year because he had some help from Justin Bieber and all of Canada. His numbers are not great this year, but it's a legacy pick. But Kyle now missing time because of COVID, I do think hurts him and pushes Hero back to the forefront. I do not think the Heat can get more than two. I really don't. They would have to be first in the conference. They're not going to be first in the conference. You're also forgetting, I wouldn't be stunned if Milwaukee gets a second. I know that most of that Holiday and Middleton have both missed time, but absolutely the way they've played when those guys have been healthy and the fact they're coming off a championship and they also just won gold medals. Okay. I think there's a lot of respect for what they did among players. They're getting a second guy. They're the defending champions. So pencil in Middleton or Holiday also. So it does start to get a little busy here. Like, I'm not absolutely sure that the Heat are going to get two, Alex.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you there, especially when we started like naming off more and more guys. It's like, yep. Oh, yeah, he's got a case. Oh, yep, got to throw him in there. And it just gets really full. I don't know. Like, I think this is going to be a season again, because I think it happened last year, right? They only got the one All-Star selection. I think they're going to be right back there because, like we talked about before in the beginning of the show, they've just had so many guys in and out when it comes to the guys known as their best players. When it comes to Jimmy and Bam and Kyle, like, it just feels like there's a lot of complicated all-star cases here. And because of that, it feels like they only get one. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Jimmy and Tyler both make it, for example, but I kind of have my expectations that it's just going to be Jimmy.
Alex, they didn't even get one last year, actually. No.
And that's why I think they get
two. Oh, that's right. That's right.
They didn't even get, and there was that controversy because I reported that Jimmy didn't want to go without Bam, which I'm sticking to that, by the way. It got misreported, misaggregated, because it got out there that I was saying that he officially declined the invitation. He didn't, but it was made clear that he wanted Bam to go. I'll leave it at that. Okay, I'm holding to that. So they didn't end up getting any. Embiid's going to be a lock.
He should.
But he's going to have the votes. Yeah. He's going to have the votes
by the fans,
right?
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know you're feeling about the Sixers and I understand it. and they're only a 500 team, but I do think he's a lock. Now, if you look at other bigs in the East, I mean, there isn't another true big necessary. I mean, look, if Charlotte makes a little bit of a push here, you could make a case for one of the guys we talked about earlier that Miles Bridges may be deserving of a spot. He's probably not. He doesn't have the pedigree yet maybe to get it. But I think what we're all getting to is that for Tyler to make it, maybe Jimmy has to not make it, or Tyler just has to kill it with the fan vote. Like, that's the possibility here, is that
there's Tyler one other path
in a way with the fans. What's the other path?
The other path for me is just remember voting just started. And I just think that if the Heat close out this month, like let's just say they run the table in these last couple games, I think that would make them 12-5 or 11-5 on this month. And let's just say that they can, at the beginning of January, that they continue to play well. And because Kyle is in and out, Bam's obviously still out, Tyler just continues to carry that kind of load. If the Heat are in the three spot when the coaches have to turn in their ballots, if the Heat are in the three spot, I just think that that they will feel compelled to give Eric Spoelstra two guys in this game. And they know that Bam is out. That's going to be taken into consideration. So I just think that the weight of that is going to help Tyler. That's the other path from my perspective.
It sucks, by the way, just a random thing as you were talking there, it kind of came to my head that Bam has kind of been robbed of two straight All-Star games. Like he should have been there last season. The fact that he didn't get one guy is crazy, but you know, it sucks a little bit for Bam's case, right? Cause he got his first All-Star bid a couple seasons ago, but you know, it could have been three straight right now. But really, like, I'm just going down the standings and it feels like there's so many guaranteed backcourt guys that it feels like it's going to be really tough for Tyler to get in there. It's realistic still, I think, because of what you guys have talked about and all the different circumstances that have plagued the Heat so far and how well Tyler's been performing. But you look at the standings, right? You've got the Nets, and you know Harden's probably going to make it. You got the Bulls. You said LaVine and DeRozan are both considered backcourt. That doesn't bode well for Tyler's odds, and I think they're both going to get in there. I don't know. Does Middleton – I think he's a three. He counts as
front court. I'm looking at it right now. He's in the front court, but this is the crazy thing. Jaylen Brown is considered a guard. James Harden, mm-hmm. Tyler Hero.
Yep.
Van Vliet, and then Garland. Darius Garland, obviously, too. So, Trae Young, it's a loaded.
It's crowded. I think Tyler's best chance, honestly, is alternates. And you know what also might be Tyler's best chance, if we can close here? COVID. I mean, seriously, like, I mean, do you think there's any chance that the top 12 guys that are picked are actually
going to make it? Yeah, it's not happening.
That's a really good point, honestly.
Right? Like, I mean, they're probably going to be
seven replacements.
Right, it's gonna be like 18 or 19 All Star.
Thank you for listening.
Tyler Hero, Sixth Man of the Year, All Star. Have a good night, everybody. Sports Network.